supporting spelling. Before you start, try to establish whether your child's difficulties are with specific words, sounds, or blends. Find out how the school is approaching the spelling difficulty. Perhaps you could be supporting your child by using the same message at home. Be aware of the words being used within the classroom. Get lists from the teacher and suggest having access to these words in advance to allow more preparation and learning time for your child. Spelling with your child. Having fun is important. Be creative in this task. Create a multi-sensory approach to spelling. Planning, making, seeing, doing, reading. I'll repeat that. Create a multi-sensory approach to spelling. Planning, making, seeing, doing, reading. Hearing. By using these skills, your child will be given a wider experience of the words you're working on, which will help their memory. Be aware of concentration, dropping, and don't push too hard when tired. Begin with already known words before starting with new ones. Involve them in working on words that interest them, their own name, their address, their siblings' or friends' names, their favourite food, film or computer game. Perhaps trade with them one word they want and one word for school. Take time to practice these activities in as many different environments as possible. In the kitchen using magnets on the fridge, at the table, playing Scrabble as a family, doing word searches, in the car, incorporating in a game of I Spy. How to help primary. Write letters or words in large print in mud or chalk outside and wipe them out with water from a water pistol when he has read them. Or use the water pistol to create letters. This is very good for active children. Make cards with individual letters written on them. Write out the individual words from your child's spelling list using the letters, matching them to words as shown below. Encourage them to match letters to the written word several times before removing the written word, so they are arranging the word without the prompt of the full word. This may help your child with spelling and in turn writing and also reading. The above activity could also be done by using a whiteboard or chalkboard, which can be easily found at the supermarket, toy shop. The difficulty level can be altered by beginning with the individual letters in the correct order before shuffling them or by having additional letters present. Encourage your child to feel the letters. Trace them with their hands. Do this with their eyes open and closed. This may help them retain this information in their memory. How to help secondary. Show your child how to use a spell checker. This may take several attempts over a period of months before they're confident to use it independently. Teach your child mnemonics. For example, because big elephants can always understand small elephants, any ants never yawn. Encourage your child to use appropriate technology that may have been recommended by school. The more they persevere and understand the benefits, the more likely they are to use the equipment at school and home. Help them to develop fast, accurate keyboard skills. Teach your child how to use a dictionary. There are dictionaries which are specifically designed for individuals with dyslexia, which may be worth exploring, such as ACE Spelling Dictionary, that's A-C-E, ACE Spelling Dictionary. Also explore visual dictionaries and electronic spell checkers. Make sure these use oral spelling. That's spelt A-U-R-A-L spelling, oral spelling. Some people find it hard to focus when there's a quiet room, so perhaps having music on as background noise may increase concentration.